it really means. Could we possibly mark out that part and then add it at another time in the future?
Yeah. No? Again, Jabari was next on this point. I think you want to.
This is Jabari Zakiya. The terminology basically states that as a matter of principle and as a matter of board policy, we will act as if the terms of the contract are binding. We are placing that upon ourselves. There is no obligation to do so. We can modify whatever we want to as we go along. We are just saying, as an act of good faith, under our own volition, that we are going to accept those terms and use those as the ruling terms in our deliberation.
Okay. I have a question before. Okay, I have a question.
I think on the same, it's on the same point. Right?
Is there a way that an entity can exist that is not rolling over a contract and that is not in negotiations? Is that something that's possible?
No, can I shed some light on this? What I believe is being asked for here, and it seems to me perfectly reasonable, that whether or not you have a contract in an employer-employee situation, if you don't have a contract, you can still have some agreement, some terms of understanding about what that relationship is. This is suggesting that until there is a contract with a union, that the terms of that agreement will be the same as the previous contract was. Right? I mean, that's...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Leslie, but it's my understanding that there has been a card count.
Yes.
Of employees, paid employees, at WBAI. And that card count indicates that AFSCME would be the bargaining unit. So if we select this language, what we're saying is we're going to basically wave past the card count and move to... Well, that's what it's saying. Because
no,
that's what
it's
we're
saying
talking about
until
extending,
there is resolution, until there is a resolution as to what the
there
union
really
is...
There really is confusion on...
Okay, I think there... I understand the confusion. We're trying to address it. And I hope this is clear. That, yes, there is a card count. I don't know the numbers on that. I don't know how many cards have been counted, but there is. And there is a discussion. There is a discussion of people at the station. There also are deep concerns about a union contract from the people who haven't been in the station over this past year and want to be, if this the rest of this goes through, they will then be involved as part of that process of figuring out what union they want to represent them and what the terms of the contract are that they're going to negotiate with us. What this is saying, it doesn't bypass that, it doesn't deny that, it may end up being the AFTRA union. But until that process is settled as to what the union is, the terms of the relationship between the employers and the employees will be shaped, defined, categorized, whatever the language you want to use is, by the terms that were in the old contract. It doesn't have, my understanding is it doesn't have the same force as a contract, but it defines the parameters of the employer-employee relationship until such time as the union... issue is resolved. Again, the workers at WBAI might end up with an AFTRA contract. It doesn't abrogate that. It doesn't put that aside.
My major concern, Madam Chair, is that the people who are so-called band and fire have grievances with the IUE?
Yes, the UE.
It's UE. I apologize.
Okay. That's okay.
And those grievances were left in the lurch once the contract ended. A lot of negotiations for the settlement of those concerns were left hanging, and thus now we have to address these issues.
Yes.
So my concern is, why would we then turn around and put this entity into our into this motion without that consideration?
Okay, Jabari, what's...
This is Jabari Zakiya again. James, let me try to present some language that could give clarification for you. Let me just suggest this before the beginning of that sentence. As a non-binding matter of principle until a new union is selected, so forth and so on.
Okay, so the recommendation is that the language be amended to add in that sentence. The sentence now begins until a new union. Could you read the language you came up with, Jabari?
As a non-binding matter of principle, until the new union is selected by the paid and unpaid workers, the foundation agrees to abide by the terms of the last United Electrical Workers Local 404 contract for paid and unpaid staff, which expired October 31st, 2001. So does that satisfy what I hear to be the ambiguity in the language?
Just again, I'm sorry, just so it's all clear.
Yeah.
Jabari, just repeat the beginning phrase that you want to introduce at the beginning of...
You're listening to WBAI New York. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. You're hearing a report from the National Board meeting here in New York City.
Okay, don't read the whole thing. It will get confusing. That last sentence would begin with what Jabari just said. As a non-binding matter of principle, comma, until blah, 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 blah. Okay? Is that acceptable? Yeah, I believe that...
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, technically, if the maker of the motion is modifying the motion. Okay, other items. We'll read it again in a second.
Madam Chairperson, outside of the fact that I maintain this legal meeting, item number one violates the bylaws of this foundation. The present bylaws indicate that the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation and or the office of the executive director is the only entity that can hire or fire a station manager. Secondly, it seems to me that there ought to be some reasons given for the firing. Otherwise, it is a lynching. And so, therefore, I'm going to move to strike number one. Now, I'm in order to do so because that's an amendment within the text of the whole proposition. I move to strike number one.
I don't accept that amendment.
You don't have to accept it.
You can just do that and I can't stop
no,
you.
No,
let me clarify the question.
I have a right to amend, adjust,
that's right.
Anything in the body. So you can't tell me I can't.
Let me clarify, Janice. If somebody makes a suggestion, the maker of the motion can modify their motion and it just gets integrated in. If you don't like that, then anybody can make an amendment. We will then vote on the amendment
Absolutely.
Up or down. If it passes, it gets integrated in. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But yes, you have a right to make such a motion. But Carol wants to speak to that motion that you made, Mary. First of all, can everybody pay attention? Marion, could you just repeat the motion?
The motion is, I want to make the motion and speak to the motion. I'd like to move to strike number one of the recommendations from the WBAI committee, which the specific language is number one is due to a succession of actions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Quiet,
folks. The MOPS announced on January 5th, 2002, flagrantly violated the explicit interim PNB, directive of December 29th, Robert Daughtry shall be immediately removed by the executive director as acting general manager of WBAI. The executive director, in consultation with the I-PNP, can determine whether there are other positions in Pacifica that ought to be open to him. I move we strike the entire number one.
Okay, so your amendment is the removal of paragraph one.
Paragraph one.
Okay, is there a second to that motion? Okay, there's a second. Now, I believe the maker of the motion has the right to speak to it, and then we'll have the speaker against it, and then I'd like to vote on the motion.
I reiterate my position on this.
Okay.
First of all, I believe that what I like the directors of the board or not, and I voted against the director requiring democracy now to go on the air, that should happen. So you understand that. I'm opposed to this because it violates the laws of the Pacifica Foundation. Specifically,
And you're listening to WBI Radio Next Hour, WBIX.org.
Just looking up something in the bylaws. Give them a minute. Okay, I'm aware of time, everybody. We're aware.
It speaks tangentially to it in the executive director. The board shall employ an executive director whose duties shall be outlined, et cetera. There is some place in the bylaws, I don't have it before me,
okay,
which allows to say that the director, no, I say where it is, it's under duties of the executive director.
Okay.
I don't think you finished.
Right. Okay, Mary, I'm sorry. Do you need help finding it? Or?
There is some place. I think most of them
okay,
the board
so basically you're saying based on the bylaws and the processes of our organization.
And secondly, right. Again, I believe very strongly that in a democratic society, and we're supposed to be encouraging that and doing that, that you should not fire a station manager, even if you had the authority to do so, without some reason. And it seems
quiet.
And,
folks.
Wait a second.
Quiet,
there may be reasons.
Okay. Who's that?
Okay.
Mary, can you try and wrap that up? Who is that person?
That's what I was talking about.
I don't know.
Go in. That's exactly what I'm.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Mary, could wrap up his point, then
okay.
David will speak against the social
it
will vote on the amendment.
Super Foundation Board of Directors position description. Lands of authority. The Board of Directors shall not engage in the day-to-day operations of the organization. The Board of Directors shall not hire staff other than the Executive Director. That's the issue that I'm putting.
Okay,
we are
thank you.
Going
thank
against
you.
That.
That clarifies that. Thank you very much.
Secondly,
okay.
Again, it's not democratic, it's not fair, it's not right to fire the station manager without a list of reasons why. So I would urge this committee...
Okay, thank you, David.
I urge the board to
okay,
vote.
Okay, I want
strike.
To speak. Again, we have asked for one speaker against the motion to amend, as suggested by Mary, as moved by Mary. David Furtick, are you speaking on this?
Can I speak on it?
Yes, I would like to make just one simple comment. The executive director resigned on the first day of this board meeting. This board has not only the right but the duty to fulfill its fiduciary obligation to act and to act in an operational manner as necessary in order to protect this organization. Therefore, the proposed amendment, based upon the assertion that we cannot act without an executive director, would literally hobble us from doing anything.
Nobody
it is our
that.
Duty and our obligation to move forward and not to amend this motion.
Madam Chairperson.
Okay, folks, please, we are under severe time pressure here. David, are you done?
Well, Carol asked me to say that Marianne's list of reasons is in the appendix, but I had mine removed, so I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. I'd like to call the question.
Madam Chairperson.
The questions were called. Not only that, I had asked for one speaker for and one against. So what we are voting on is the proposed amendment, the motion that Marianne put forth, to amend this by removing paragraph number one.
This
so if you are in favor of removing paragraph number one, you vote yes, and if you're opposed, you vote no.
Require balance majority, two-thirds?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Okay, ready? Okay, we're going to do this by roll call. Okay, if you would support the motion to remove paragraph one, Teresa Allen, she always gets the vote first. Teresa Allen.
No, Madam Chairman.
No. George Barnstone.
No.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Branson. Janice K. Bryant.
No.
James Ferguson. Yes. David Furtick.
No.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Bert Lee. Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakia. No. And Leslie Kagan. No.
Yeah.
So, whoa. Okay. Understanding that there, in 15 minutes, we have to adjourn for the evening. Again, we'll reconvene tomorrow morning. And before we adjourn, though, we have to do a little board business timing tomorrow. Are there other
There's
comments?
There's not a balanced
are there
majority.
Other comments?
Madam Chairperson,
yes.
No balanced majority.
Two-thirds or a balanced majority.
Now you have to take a vote again on the two-thirds.
No. The resolution failed. No. There was an amendment. What we were voting on was your amendment. Your amendment only got four. Got how many votes?
Your amendment got four votes.
Madam,
it failed.
Chairperson, point of information.
We got three.
Madam Chair,
you've now got three votes, so it failed. Are there other items?
Wait a second. It fails the balanced majority vote.
No. I'm sorry.
Two-thirds.
I'm sorry.
It passes. Wait a minute, Madam Chairperson. Be correct here. It fails the balanced majority vote because none of the five of us on from the majority voted for it.
I'm sorry. All we were voting on was your motion to amend. Motion to strike this. You got three votes for that. You didn't even get a simple majority, so it failed. Your motion failed. Now we have to have discussion about this body and whether or not people are ready to move
this
on.
This vote is bound by the balanced majority or two-thirds. You ruled it earlier.
It doesn't matter, but it's two-thirds. Voted down by two-thirds.
But you got the two-thirds. That's all I want to do. Make it clear
that's fine.
You failed the balanced majority, but you got the two-thirds.
Okay, we got the two-thirds, but let me clarify something on the two-thirds balanced majority rules. That is to pass something. Not to fail something. That's to pass something. Okay, now, are there other comments on the 8 points?
I move that we call for the vote.
Okay, a call for the vote.
Second.
All right, is everybody ready to vote? Is anybody objecting to calling the question? No. Okay, so, again, well, I just want to be thorough and clear. I know the clock is ticking. Mimi is dying over here. Okay. Again, on the motion, the motion is to accept all 8 recommendations with the amendments that were made, with the modifications that were made before. There were 2 modifications. Roll call vote. Teresa Allen.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes. George Barnstone.
Yes, my friend Leslie.
Marion Barry.
No, my friend Leslie.
Peter Branson. Yes. Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson. No. David Furtick.
Yes.
Yes. Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bert Lee. Rob Robinson. Yes. Carol Spooner. Yes. Jabari Zakia.
CCC.
And myself, Leslie Kagan. Yes.
To the real WBAI broadcasting live and direct.
Can I have order, please? Can I have order? Madam Chair is calling for order. Can I have order, please? Please, folks. Please, I understand. Excuse me, folks. Please, I understand. Quiet, please.
Hello?
Quiet, please. Can everybody be quiet? Believe me, I understand the exuberance. I understand the feelings in the room. I think you all know that I understand the feelings in the room. But the clock is ticking. We have to adjourn this meeting in a few minutes, and we do some other discussion that we have to have here today before we adjourn. So please.
Jensen Love got to go to WBAI now.
Come on.
Madam Chairperson.
Please.
Madam Chairperson.
Please. Can we please maintain order? James Ferguson, yes.
Yes.
Please. James, yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious to find out what that means practically in the context of this board being a personnel office.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what you said. What does it mean practically in terms of...
I said I'd like to know what that means practically in the context of this board being a personnel office.
Personnel office?
Are you talking about the resolution, James?
I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I'm
objection,
talking.
Argumentative.
I'm not quite understanding the question. Ray, you want to speak to that? Ray.
So it seems to me it's clear that number one.
Should I address it to the chair?
Could you reformulate it so I can get it? I asked
what that meant practically in the context of the board being the personnel office.
The board is not the personnel office. The board made some decisions. The national staff includes a human resources person, Joyce Nolan, who is here with us. I think we need to talk to her. And she's here. That we need to talk to her about the practical steps that need to be taken to implement this.
Should we?
Madam Chair, can I add something to this?
Yes, please.
Number one specifically says that the executive director will carry out the firing. So it seems to be that the board will want an executive director is appointed.
No. We decided.
This is not a vitriolic response. I'm just asking a very important, critically important question.
We made a host of decisions by accepting these eight things that have very, very practical, detailed application that have to be put into place. He's asking how this happens, how this gets implemented. I would suggest that we need to talk to Joyce Snowden, who's here with us, who is our human resources person, and figure that out. The motions, again, the 8 points, maintain the WBAI committee. It seems to me appropriate for that committee to meet with Joyce to figure out the step-by-step, in executive session, because it has to deal with details of personnel issues, to develop the very, very, very practical steps.
Madam Chair, I'm very concerned about the equipment. We've been subjected to some of the vitriol, and we know what some of our friends and colleagues might do, and this is something we've talked amongst ourselves about. I'm just concerned.
Okay, there's a concern, given that this was passed, and that some of the next immediate steps are not in place. What happens next? So, perhaps, I don't know. Sorry.
Madam Chair, with regards to the charge of the committee, it's my understanding that the charge of the committee was to make recommendations to this body.
They did.
Okay, so with regards to the recommendations, did we respond to the recommendations? Is that what I'm to understand?
We voted to accept the recommendations. Janice put forth the motion was to accept the recommendations. That's what we voted on, to accept them. So, yes. Okay, so again, my recommendation is that the committee meet with Joyce, but we cannot meet in this building. Now, I just want to say two things here. One is there were several items on the agenda that we didn't get to today, and a whole host of other items for tomorrow. But we obviously can't go this late tomorrow. We need to end by 2 or 2:15, I think the latest, before the travel plans home. We were scheduled to begin at 9:30. Could we begin at 9 tomorrow morning?
No.
Excuse me. Can we begin at 9 tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Any objections?
So we'll be convened here at 9 tomorrow morning. I will rework the agenda tonight and bring a proposal, bring a revised agenda first thing for how to manage all this stuff and see if anything gets postponed to a future agenda.
Point of information, Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
In terms of bylaw review, do you intend to make any recommendations for bylaw changes tomorrow?
No. What that issue was to set up a committee to begin the process.
Oh, okay.
That's a process that takes months to do.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. Now, also tonight on the schedule, I don't know about anybody else on this board. I'm tired. We were scheduled to visit the station.
You're still against it?
Well. I would suggest, though, that we not visit the stations. Or that if some people want to visit... Excuse me. People are jumping up and down out there telling me we have to do this and we have to do that. We don't have to do anything. It's a question of physical exhaustion and a lot of work to do yet tomorrow. What I would suggest is that if there are people from the board who would like to still go down to the station, that they do that. But that it not be... seen as a group activity when there's a kind of pressure that everybody has to go. There is also the reception tonight where dinner will be available. I assume the members of the board don't have to pay. I'm making that assumption, unless they want to make a donation. The dinner and reception with activists tonight is at the Pierre... Well, did everybody on the board get one of these cards?
Yeah.
It has the information, the time, the place.
Is it free?
Et cetera, et cetera. So, we will convene 9 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Maldonado, come here, please. Miguel Maldonado. Miguel Maldonado, please. Miguel. Miguel Maldonado. Excuse me, folks. Hello. 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 I understand the enthusiasm that everybody has. We've been waiting for a long time for this. However, this is a very delicate situation. At this point, if the visit does take place, the lab and the board will be going together. Okay. No, I'm finishing. At this point, the police is already outside those doors, so I suggest that, as difficult as it is, that people refrain from accompanying us to the station. And I will do that at a different occasion.
Ray, let me just clarify that, people, folks here. Everybody,
excuse me, could you please calm down?
Please. Please, nobody should go to the station. Nobody should go to the station. Right? The WBA committee with Joyce Snowden will meet to discuss the orderly transition. Nobody should go to the station. I mean that. Thank you.
You're tuned to WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, coming at you from New York City. You're listening to a live meeting taking place of the Pacifica National Board here in New York City.
Where
Liquid Sound Lounge is coming up next.
And the fired have just been released. Well, let's be the first to have Amy Goodman and WBI.
Good evening, everyone. It's time for the Liquid Sound Lounge, and I'm not even going to apologize for the delay because I think it's pretty phenomenal that you had a chance to listen all afternoon. Finally, to our new Pacifica interim board, and there's lots of information up on many websites and from all different angles, including this station and Pacifica. And I encourage you to take the time to learn every aspect of what's going on, because this station is your station, community radio. I'm your host and DJ, Jeannie Hopper. We normally start at 6. As I said, we're delayed, but no problem. We're going to be taking you till 9 p.m. next Saturday. I'm sure that programs will return at the regularly scheduled time all afternoon. And I do want to say that I'm not sure, but I believe that tomorrow afternoon they'll be airing continuation of the board meeting. And if you'd like to go to the board meeting, it's pretty jam-packed, but I do suggest that if you feel it in you, head on over there. It's on 44th Street in the restaurant, and I think it's Restaurant and Hotel Workers Union building, 305 West 44th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue, closer to 8th Avenue. And it feels good to be around the listeners. I miss so many of you. And so many faces we used to see up here. I miss you. So without further ado, I think some music is definitely in store for all of us to reflect and take a mental break. Realign our chakras. Here we go again. This is the Liquid Sound Lounge. You are tuned to WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, coming at you from New York City. If you have any questions, you can ring the studio here regarding what's playing in the mix, as a lot of this music is very unidentifiable except for our classics. 212-209-2900 is the number. 212-209-2900. Crackling you're hearing is vinyl. We love vinyl here.
cante coro. Parula jamayo, lumu ya te coro amanu.
are tuned to WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, coming at you from New York City. This is the Liquid Sound Lounge. Right now you're listening to a selection from Neva Solo. That's actually the... Oh, this gets so confusing, this one. Okay. I hate that when that happens. You see here, Numo Fali is the name of, and I could be saying it wrong, N-O-U-M-O-U, and then Foley, F-O-L-Y. That's the name of the cut. It's by Neba Solo, N-E-B-A-S-O-L-O. It was sort of mixed by Frederick Galliano out of France, but it's off this great compilation called Frikiwa, F-R-I-K-Y-I-W-A. And it's collection number 2 on 6 Degrees Records out of Los Angeles. Before that, you heard House of Chemistry from Mental Food. And these are some guys that sent me this really great spoken word CD. I just have to go through it more thoroughly before I play any more cuts, because there is some explicit language somewhere in there on some of the cuts. I wish they would have identified which ones. But you heard the selection House of Chemistry. And I guess the only way to really get a hold of them is to go to mentalfood.com. Mentalfood.com. Also, to start out the mix, you heard a selection from Marvin Gaye off of the What's Going On album entitled Right On. And that was, of course, released on Tamla Records out of Detroit. And, or formerly out of Detroit, right? And now I've got a little selection for all of you from the man known as Prince, no longer formerly. And it's off of his album, The Rainbow Children. And that is on, of course, the New Power Generation Records, distributed by... anyways, I think people can figure that out when you go into the record store, right? Here we go. And again, folks are calling up. I can talk to you a bit here in the studio about what's been going on. You know, I can only take one call at a time. 212-209-2900 is the number up here. This is Liquid Sound Lounge, taking you till 9 p.m.
Begin this program. Place your right hand on the scanner and tightly clench up your butt cheeks, and you might feel a slight electrical shock. Please select the race history you desire. You have selected African American. This is your history.
First of all, the term black and white is a fallacy. It simply is another way of saying this or that. Let's examine the term, this or that, in its ultimate form, which is, this means the truth or that, which is a distinct to it. When a minority realizes its similarities on a higher level, not just black, but people of color, and higher still, indigenous, and even higher still, from the tribe, and yet, higher, the rainbow children. Then this understanding comes, the so-called minority becomes a majority in the wink of an eye. This action will cause a reaction or resistance. The source of this resistance must be banished, as it is in direct conflict with the initial action. It cannot be assimilated, for its very nature is resistance. In other words, one cannot serve two masters. You are either this or that, which is not this.
End of part one. To continue, select the program, family name, and type in the current government name you wish history on.
London, England. Sometime in the early 1600s,